Testing 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Not that it really matters. I only say that because, well, it really doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit about what you do. Whether you win, lose. So why worry about it? Why concern ourselves with our reputations? The best thing we can do is actually live congruently to our deepest truth. I heard a quote that said, it is actually better to be virtuous than to appear virtuous. Gave a guy on the train $20, which is way more than I ever give, but I knew he needed it, and I didn't want anyone to see me do it. He said he was a Vietnam veteran, and that he had no place to sleep, and that he was really embarrassed to be even asking people. Who knows? It seemed very possible. These were the words that came out of his mouth. And I asked him, what about your family? Do you have family? He said, they're all dead. That sucks. It sucks, man. And I folded it up really tiny and I gave it to him. Like, thanks, man. My wife was sitting next to me in the train. And she said, how much did you give him? I thought about that quote. And I said $20, because, I don't know, why lie? Why lie? So here I am. Month or two into this weird conversion of my own mind. I had a little realization the other day, which is that I was heavily subjected to this thing called passion. As in the passions. Passion, I think, means pain. So to be compassionate means to be with someone's pain. But to be passionate is also to be drunk, intoxicated. In my case, heavily intoxicated. With my bitterness. With my judgments. What's a better way to say it? My conclusions. I just spoke with my brother, which seems like no big deal, but we don't speak very much. Mostly because I'm I don't pick up the phone and call him. And this has led to some friction between us at times. Because he needed to hear from me. And so tonight he told me, well, that's because you're a narcissist. And I didn't say anything, but I thought about it. I took it in, let's put it that way. Because first of all, it's just a word. And he was laughing as he said it. But sometimes when people are laughing, they mean it. So I'm thinking, fuck. Is that true? And I'm not looking up the definition, but I understand that a narcissist is someone who is self-absorbed with only themselves, or to whatever degree, and not concerned with the pain or needs of others. And I know that that's not true about me. But why should I care? In other words, why should I worry? I should just absorb it and learn from it. And perhaps there's some truth in it that could help me be less of a narcissist. You know, now that I think about it, I am probably have couple of cups, two scoops of narcissism. One of the reasons I don't call people is because I'm so self-absorbed. I have a schedule for myself. I'm trying to get somewhere. But there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to get. At least there's no other place that we are but right here, right now. And I think about this all the time when I'm practicing, because I practice hours, typically hours a day. Which is probably an illustration of my self-involvement, my narcissism. Wasn't Narcissus the Greek character who fell in love with his own image in the water, didn't realize that it was himself, and drowned? Again, that feeling of intoxication that's misplaced. I struggle with this idea because if I didn't practice, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. If I stopped, I wouldn't be able to get into that next valley. And I know that contradicts the idea of being just here, just now. How do we reconcile that? How do I live with both those realities, that if you don't work hard and deeply, and I love doing it, so it's not misery, it's not a chore. I love doing it, I love practicing. But if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be able to wake up and do it. That little bit more every day. I told you that I have this feeling now of my son somehow living inside of me. Like he's there, he's here, or that we're fused.
It might not look like a boy, but God is ready. One time to
clean. I think about what would I tell him. Tell yourself that. What would you tell the person you love?
How did you know that? I sit beside
the person who you love the most.
I've never seen them before.
That you want to survive.
But I got you. I had a man in Pittsburgh.
What would you tell them?
Crying on a bench. She sat beside me. I've never seen him in my life.
Sat next to me.
And we began to talk.
I would want my son to know real shit, accurate shit, survival, useful, beneficial, skillful.
Tell him about his life. I mean, accurate shit.
Yeah, accurate shit. What would you tell your child? You would say, don't hold the knife that way, because if you do, you're going to cut your own fingers. And that could be fatal. So one bad thing could lead to another bad thing. Thank you. good thing could lead to another good thing. My apologies for being so binary, but I mean, by good, something that adds to your flourishing, benefits you, enriches you, makes you wiser, deeper, and also more caring, compassionate. Because if we were on a desert island, 90% of the shit we worry about or say we care about wouldn't matter. You wouldn't need deodorant. Who would you be polite to? We require the mirror, the reflection of other living things. To give ourselves perspective. To fully realize ourselves. So I had this thought today that my practice, my intense practicing, is not entirely, but has a characteristic of vice. It's vicious. In the sense that I'm using it the way Narcissus was just looking into the water at himself. Missing something about its real function, its compassionate character. I'm not sharing. And maybe that has to do with why I don't pick up the phone. Tell my son. I did play in the park. I was supposed to play today, but it got rained out. With this young drummer. Lately with this young lady who's a teenager who plays the upright bass. My wife sings and plays clarinet. And I play the guitar. And we call tunes. Magical experience. It took me a long time to have any fun after my son died. I shut myself off from that idea. This was fucking fun. I was so honored to be playing with these young people. Who, of course, I'm corrupting with my humor. And I think about my son.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
The mailbox is full. I cannot accept any messages at this time.
Goodbye.
Who's not there? But I get the honor of playing with these guys. And they play great. What do I do with my life? I have no idea. It's like I'm driving through a fog where I can only see about 50 feet. But in that 50 feet, I have the opportunity to think better. To unravel myself from passions.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
From passions that are harmful. I wrote a song years ago for my son or my daughter or both, I can't remember. The feeling was of a child crying so hard that they exhausted themselves, wrung themselves out like a rag full of suds. And I remember holding both of my kids and letting them and just feeling their arms around me and their faces buried and just letting them. Not trying to talk them out of it. Not trying to guide their authoritative emotions. Interesting word, authoritative. Let's just say that they authored their own emotions. And I wasn't there to control them. Just witness. Give them a safe environment. Compassion with their pain. When they cried, I felt the beauty of parenting them, of just being their servant, their witness. It was a way of looking into a mirror and being overwhelmed with the beauty of this mysterious existence. I still check my phone. Too frequently. To see if there's a message from my son. And then I hear him say, "I'm with you." I don't know what this all means yet. I know that he can't reach me the way he used to, nor I him. Flash memories of the incredible story that we lived. Here's that tune.
You've had a good cry now. I love it when your face gets puffy. So, so much so. You hate it when your head gets stuffy. Your body's throbbing. Speaking in allegory. Between the chokes and the sobbing. I catch every piece of your story. You're not as strong as you feel. The world's your banana peel. Sound like a baby squealing, ah. Don't cover your face now. I want your tears to wet my chest. Told until you've told all the secrets I've stressed now, heaving and shaking, just over the edge of your sorrow, cracking then breaking. We'll dig through the wreckage tomorrow. You're not as strong as you feel. The world's your banana peel. You sound like a baby squealing, ah. With a goodbye. Now that you're out of your mind, you gotta crank it up with a good cry. Your pillow's all dried out. There's no more liquid to be cried out. No more whimpers or wails. There's no teeth on those fairy tales. You just as strong as you feel. You glide on a banana peel. A beautiful baby squeals. Ah.
Nobody. Out.